There's a contact.
Okay. So we were just discussing the on the end of the sugya, the line of Milvi Yashana brought up very halacha l'maisa issue. This is what's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet, in the context of the Siman of Avodin Nafshe. What about, we're not talking about Dino Nafshe here necessarily, what about Tfisa, right? So we pointed out there are three questions here. The first question we already dealt with, which was the Ritva and the Mashmas of Rashi against Rav Haigo and the other Rishonim. If you owe me money and I grab something, can I claim and swear that it's mine? And we saw that it was dependent on how you read the Gemara, right? So far this is just Chazara. The Rashi seemingly and the Ritva read the Gemara as Milvi Yashana. Oh, that's an okay thing for him to do. Why make him swear? It's an okay thing for him to do. To grab for Milvi Yashana and swear it would be a Shavuos Emes. And swear that it's his. While the Rav Haigo and the Ramban, the Ran, the Yosef, most Rishonim say no, that he's more a heter to do that, but it's certainly not okay. It's certainly a Shua Sheker to tie into that. And we possibly, like the other Rishonim, that you cannot grab someone's thing if they owe you money and tie into that it's yours. What was even the Havmina of Rashi, assuming he holds that way, which the Rishonim are assuming the Ritva? I also found Agav one other Rishon, which says like the Ritva, which the Shud HaRash in Klal Samach Dalet, Klal Samach Dalet in Aleph. He also says like that you're allowed to swear that it's yours. And we said there are two different ways of understanding Rashi and the Ritva, which the Machlok is among the Achronim, either that really they just meant you could grab it for a mashkon, for a shibud. And what you're swearing is that you have a shibud in it. Which we point out, the Marikats said you can mamish swear that it's yours in the Shidu Gubetsis. But doesn't fit the Marikats, but maybe they're really not arguing. No one thinks you could just take someone's property forever because they owe you money. They just mean you can grab a mashkon and swear you have a shibud. Or the more mechudish possibility, that no, they really argue fundamentally, they say shibud is so strong that I fundamentally have the right to grab any of your property, obviously not if you're willing to give me other property, but if you're recalcitrant, I have the right to grab any of your property and it's mine because of the shibud. There's a gemar of man shamlach. The gemar of man shamlach just means if it's not clear how much it's worth, then that's a technical limitation. But it's a technical limitation. If it is clear how much it's worth, like a talus, unlike land, talus, everyone knows how much it's worth, then I'm fundamentally allowed to. So, okay, that's what we saw. Two ways of reading Man Shamlach and two ways of reading the Machlokes Rishonim. Now we're ready to go on to the next question. The next question we will look at is the Balamor. Because as we know, let's say I grabbed your talus. I have two options, right? I could claim it's my talus, which will for sure work. That's my most of the talus, right? And if I'm the only Ochas Batalus of Ad, it'll work. Question is whether that's mutter. Or I could be honest. That's what we saw in the book of Yosef and the Ramban and Rav Haigon. Yomer Dvarim Kitzurasa, right, was his phrase. I could be honest and say, I grabbed your talus because you owe me money. What's the Shiloh? And the Shiloh then is, am I Naaman Bemigo? I could have said it's my talus. So this is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim, which is dealt with by the Balamor. And this is really also a lopsided Machlokes Rishonim. If we look at the Balamor here, says the Balamor, says, what about Ta'an Milve Yashana? Is he Neman Bimigu that he could have said it's my talus? Right, it's Lakuach, it was always my talus, etc. So says the Balamor here. On Duff Dalam and Alf and Duffy Riff. Chashinish and Milvi Shana Lovi Im Tomer. Im King Nitom Lema Hachi Hachi Isliga Beza Feirish Amtol Hachi Tafis No Lay. Why doesn't he just Taina? What do you mean Milvi Shana? What's the suspicion of Milvi Shana? If the guy's a Milvi Shana, why don't we just avoid the whole suspicion of Milvi Shana? The guy's a Milvi Shana, he'll just say it's a Milvi Shana. Right? What's the problem? Let him just say it's a Milvi Yashana. So why doesn't the guy just say it's a Milvah Yeshana? So, this is the fundamental question. The Balamor says, what do you mean you're choshish that he says his talus is a Milvah Yeshana? Why would anyone come to court and say it's my talus? Let him say it's a Milvah Yeshana. A venerally mizeh.
So, why? Here. Can you just say Milvah Yeshana?
So what is the Balamor answer? Merli mizeh, shema yatoin gak beveir, shlo hayonem, and lit go for galal shachaveiro, ulahachi mirar, rumi omer kula shali. We see from here that the Balamor learns from here a big chiddush. That we say, why didn't he say Milvah Yeshana? Because he would have lost if he had said Milvah Yeshana.
Right, says the Balamor. This is the Balamor. And who else is on the side of the Balamor here?
Anyone? Which is the only other Rishon on the side of the Balamor? Gadazman? Which Rishon is on the side of the Balamor? Okay, the Mordechai, we'll see.
The Balamor and the Mordechai against everyone else. Balamor and Mordechai says, because he would lose.
That's why he doesn't say Milvah Yeshana. He says my talus, because he would lose if he admitted Milvah Yeshana. What we say to him, we would say to him, look, it's not your talus, and who says it's Milvah Yeshana? So he would lose. Right? They say, you admit it's not your talus, give him the talus. You claim that he owes you money from last year, prove he owes you money from last year. He would lose the case. And he concludes,
and therefore, what does he conclude? He concludes that ain't no Naaman.
The general rule is that if I grab something, I'm not Naaman to make up a whole story, b'migu, that I could have said was mine. And he says, here we conclude, Mehashamina, Sheimlod, Litzvashachavir, Mashu, Bashuskavir, Litom, Lomar Kachak, Yeshli, Olav. Here we see that you can't just grab something. If Sam owes me money. I can't just like grab something of his and then say, well, I grabbed something and that's worth $100. Now I can claim he owes me $100 and I'll win. No. But Philip, because he got a baby, not only can't I grab something from him and say, well, believe me that he owes me $100, I can't even trick him into giving me a pikadon. Right? What can I say? I can wait till his guard is down and he's, I don't know, he's like, climbing up a wall or something. He says, oh, well, like, I'll hold your tick for you while you do this rock climbing. Then I say, oh, that computer in there? Okay. Now, believe me that you owe me $100. Doesn't work. That's the Balamor's conclusion. Balamor and the Mordechai Paskin, that it doesn't work just because I grabbed something of yours. I am not Naaman to say that you owe me money. Okay, everyone else in the world disagrees with them, right? Who's the yeah?
Just, this is not grabbing. This is not like being Tovis Brazilian. Even if it's a marish, is it? If it's a
marishus? Well, no. He says I can't grab from you. I also can't keep a pikadum that you entrusted to me. So the pikadum is in your rishus.
No, I'm saying who does he pass him like in terms of machlokes like Ramban Mitzvah?
Which machlokes Ramban Mitzvah?
About whether I could
pray because
it's Milvah Yeshana and that I have Shiva in it. The first thing.
Ah, the Pashup Shad is like the Ramban. Lechor, you would assume like the Ramban.
Yeah.
Now, who argues? The Ramban, for example. The Ramban says that's against the principle of all of Shas. The Ramban and the other Rishonim says that's not the principle of all of Shas. The principle of all of Shas is that if I'm holding on to something of yours and I claim you owe me money, what's the rule? Naaman ad? Kedei demayim. What's the classic example of that rule? Hanu easy does achli choshli ben ardai, right? I claim you owe me, $500 of choshli. I claim you owe me $500 because of the nezek, the av nezek and av nezek of shame, right? Sure, bavor, av hever. I claim you did shame to me $500. Do I have any witnesses? No. Do I have any evidence? No. But I'm holding on to your goats. So what's the din? The Gemara says, since I could have said they're my goats, I'm Naaman b'migu to say you owe me $500 for chushli, I can't demand him. Obviously, if the goats are worth $100, it's not going to help me. I'm only having $100. But that's a principle. They say the principle is, Naman b'migu d'lakoach. I could have said I bought them. I could have said they're my goats. That's the principle of kol tarkula. The principle of kol tarkula is that if I'm grabbing something, then if I'm holding on to your property, and obviously it's a case where I could have said it's mine, right? Like most cases, stam case where I'm holding on to your property, I could say it's mine. If I'm holding on to your property in a case where I could have said it's mine, then b'migu, I could have said it's mine, I could say that it's really not mine, but you owe me that much money, and that's why I grabbed it. That's classic amigo. If I was a liar, I would say it's mine. So believe me, I'm telling the truth that you owe me the money. That's how no easy da'ach l'chush l'barada. That's every case of a mashkon. Every case of a mashkon, I'm ne'man ad k'day damav. So, what do they do with our sugya? In our sugya, if the klal kol tugel, and we paskin in this case like, the Ramban and the other Rishonim, they get the paskining sticker. We paskin against the Balamor. We paskin the klal of kol tarkula is like hanu izi dachli chush lebarandai. That whatever I'm holding of yours, I'm nema migul lakuach to say you own money. Ad kidei demeyim. Obviously, only up to the value of whatever I'm holding. So, what about our sugya? So in our sugya, what's the whole problem? Why doesn't the guy just say, I'm grabbing from Mevil Yeshana and we'll never have... The whole problem is, maybe he's claiming it's his talus because of Mevil Yeshana. Nah, amigo, let him just say it's Mevil Yeshana. So what's Pshat in our sugya? What does the Ramban say? What's the whole chash? The whole chash, remember, by the time we get through our sugya and Rabbi, the only reason you swear we're grabbing a talus is not because you stole my talus, then it wouldn't do any good to make you swear. You swear falsely. It's rechoshes, you claim it's your talus, so I owe you Mevil Yeshana. Well, that's ridiculous. If I owed you Mevil Yeshana, you would just say Mevil Yeshana and win. Ma baya. Yeah, he's lav kalinish dina gemiri. What does he say? Amar goes the enu. The chuluinish lav hai dina gemiri. He says, what are you talking about? I know migu and you know migu, because we learn in yeshiva. Everyone knows the rule of migu. Astan balabas thinks that if I'm holding on to something, the safest bet is just say it's mine and lola histabech. Right? So the Ramban says he would win. But lav, what's his lashon again? Kulu de inshi lav haidina gmiri. Okay, I'll put it in English. But A, not everyone knows this rule, right? So he would win. So why is he gonna say that he grabbed the talus? He's gonna say he grabbed the talus because he doesn't know the rule of Beagle. And B, he adds, but Ocha also lacking with Gufshal Talus, Mabai Hakamar Dilma Lushani Ishlov Alpha Shamra Gufa Kul Shali Lo Hashal Hapli Blow Dummy Mash Met Lehu. And he says B, maybe he's homemade. The talis says, why didn't he just say Mevil Yeshana? Maybe he does want money. Maybe he actually wants the actual talis. Isn't he violating losach mode if he wants the actual talis? That's okay. It doesn't possible. It's losach leinish blav blodami mash malahu. So either maybe he's just doing a small aver and he wants to be chomei the talis instead of taking the money. That's why he says his talis. Or he doesn't want to do any aver. He just doesn't know the rule of migo and he thinks the only way to win is to say it's his talis. But really, in a chanami, that's what Rav Haigman says. If I'm toving something yours, I should go into Bezdin and say milsa ketzurasa and win. No problem. The Balamor disagrees. So now, the question is, who has... Which of these two tzedakim? But we know who we pass like. No one agrees with the Balamor, and no one agrees with the Mordechai here. But the question is, who has the upper hand, mitzad svara, and who has the upper hand, mitzad sugyas? So what would you say? Who has the upper hand, mitzad svara? Balamor, the Ramban. The Ramban, it's a din amigo. Everyone knows a din amigo. Who has the upper hand, mitzad sugyas? What? No, I don't think so. The Ramban! And you're going to get diyuk from this crazy guy in the scenario of Mevil Yeshana? Maybe he didn't know the rule. The Ramban is the upper hand. Hanu izi dach l'chush l'barda. Everyone knows Neman litonad k'dei demeyim, right? If I grabbed your goats, I'm Neman litonad k'dei demeyim. seems pretty pashut. The Ramban really, that's why everyone ends up agreeing with the Ramban. We pashut like the Ramban. He has the upper hand. Bein mitzad svar, bein mitzad the sugya. The question is, what's the svar of the Baal Mor and the Mordechai, and how do they answer up the Hanu Izdach Luchusim Aradai? Luckily, they sort of almost get around to talking about the Svara indirectly, but they at least explicitly deal with the Hanu Izi Dachlu Chushla Ben Ahardai. I'll just read you the Mordechai, because no one seems to believe me. Everyone had a different Mordechai. Says the Mordechai. No, lo yicholit. Says the Mordechai. V'yesh poskin, da adam ato ve'elach av Rambaneh, v'halo omer heim v'adi nechayv l'achal shi tofzo av Rambaneh shatachayv li, or v'chok v'chayv z'plomi, Lav kol kamini litan of milva yishana. Ela bezin yomer lo ten lo amana shat hachayiv lo shodisa v'achov shat tunin lo avtavu imo ladin. Says yesh poskim, mean yesh poskim are like the Baal Mor. He's not quoting the Baal Mor. He's quoting the yesh poskim who ended up the same as the Baal Mor. Happy to have the same svara. That if I say, where's the money you owe me? And you say, I'm holding on to it because you owe me money, milva yishana. Then what do we say? You say, no, you admit you owe me money, give it back. Then sue me for the milva yishana. You lose. Right, and they bring a raya from a Yerushalmi, that a simple pshat of the Yerushalmi sounds like that, of a certain guy who says, give me the ketona. And the other guy says, sure, I'll give you a ketona, but you owe me a dinar, milva yishana. Yerushalmi says, no, give him the ketona, and then go prove your milva yishana. You don't get your milva yishana. It doesn't work. The migu doesn't work. Okay, that's the psak of the Mordechai, which he elaborates a little further in some Tafid Tess. So, the question is, what happened to the Migo, and what about the Hanu Izi? So, you want to start with the Mordechai or with the Baal Mor? What do you say? Start with the Baal Mor. Okay, you make my job hard, because no one actually knows about the Baal Mor. Let's read the Baal Mor. Everyone open up. Chai Shina Shemil Vishana Yishlo. Yim Tomer. Im Kei Nit.
Where is the
Baal Mor? Includes against what we shouldn't take something out of your friend's property. And say that, and then claim that he owes a certain amount of money. Even if he gave you a pikaron to watch, the pikaron nami reshusay demari machis. Because even a pikaron, when he gave you the pikaron, it's in his reshus. You can't grab it. Hanu izach l'chushman arda. Oh, what about hanu izach l'chushman arda? He says that's different. I never said you couldn't grab your friend's property binemla with amigo. I said you couldn't grab from the reshus of your friend binemla with amigo. If it's in his house, you're grabbing from his reshus. If it's he's holding it in the shuk, you're grabbing his rishus. If he gave you a pikadon, that's his rishus. But if it wandered into your property on his own without you agreeing to be a shomer, then it's not his rishus anymore. Right? I didn't grab it from your rishus. It wasn't even a pikadon. I wasn't watching it on your behalf. It wandered into, I didn't want it in my rishus. That's the whole problem. I grabbed it from my own yard where it ate. Well, therefore, I'm never b'migu to taina up till the value of them. The parallel case in the Kuf Tetz Zayin of an Aleph in Bava Metzia. A guy who took a collateral of a certain knife that you use for food. Which happened to end up being Ochel Nefesh, and that complicated sugi there. Modem makes a sahaya chavir. If I just grabbed your knife from your rishus, why can I say you owe me money on it? The answer is because you admitted you owed me 50. I just claimed 100. Therefore, I had the right to grab your knife for the 50. Once I had the right to grab your knife for the 50, then already it's in my rishus, and I can tie another 100. Since I had every rishus to grab it for the 50 that you admitted, then I can tie it up to 100 because it's already my rishus. Like we know, the normal rule is that anyone who's holding a mashkon can tie it up to demehem. So if the cleaner says that I agreed to pay $2 and I say $1, as long as he's holding it to my clothing, he can claim $2. And likewise, Rabbi Moshe. It says Rabbi Moshe, not the Rambam. Umashe hit shalom abba mari. Neiru mi dekatanim Josefta on my father's sakasha. Josef says mona biyachav alam in chav yadi oh yesh chav yadi mona ksus mona ksus b'mona ksus mona kalim potter. Others Josefta. If I say you owe me 100 and you say yeah, but you have ksus or kalim, you have my stuff against it. Basically, like I can say I'm holding onto your stuff and believe me that you owe me. Lav kushi b'hazam ein ksus or kalim b'shus atov is alamana b'shus v'yishlom and milvud dekam b'shus l'viyin neman b'kadon neyan neman. Says Josefta not a raya. That Josefta is talking about where I owe you the money, a milvud. If I owe you the money, even the Baal HaMor admits that once I owe you the money, I'm not grabbing anything from your rishus. Milvud it's in my rishus. I just owe you the money, so I'm just keeping the money that's in my rishus. Then even he admits. So if you say, don't I owe you 100? I say, yeah, I owe you 100, there's a milvud yishana. Then the Baal HaMor admits, I'm taking something that's in my own rishus. Milvud it, that's my own money. Okay, but how does he answer the easy? How does he answer the raya is the hanhu easy? So the Baal HaMor says, answers that the easy lo tafas mershus chaveiro. He admits there's such thing as migo, but the easy you didn't take from mershus chaveiro. He just thinks that it doesn't work if you took from mershus chaveiro. So clearly for the Baal HaMor, the yesod problem here is that I took from mershus chaveiro, right? Therefore, if I took not from Rishos Chaveiro, such as the Hanu Izi, that I took from my own Rishos, they wandered in, and I never agreed to be your representative, right? Or Sakim Dashkavta, if I take a Mashkon validly, and then I just say there's more money than you think, or if there's a loan, you lend me money, and now the money's totally in my Rishos, then it's okay. There is such thing as a, then it's okay. There is such thing as a Migo. Just not if I take from your Rishos. Okay. What happened? The Raya is the Hanu Izi, and the Svara is Migo. But why is just I take from your Rishus, why is there no Migo? What's the Svara of the Baal HaMor? So I took from your Rishus, why is there no Migo? What's the Svara of the Baal HaMor? It came into my hands in an illegal way. Meaning, assuming, which is a reasonable assumption, the Baal HaMor means not just I'm not Ne'eman, but I shouldn't have grabbed it, which is the simple side of his Lashon. Since it came into my hands in an illegal way, therefore I can't build a Migo on that.
I thought that the whole Baal HaMor Svara is that you're Machali to two Tainas, right? Meaning basically, he's kofar on the fact that you own something, and
if that's the Svara, then how does it help in the Hanu Izi that I took it from my own Rishus?
No, by the Hanu Izi, so in the. No, so when you gave it to me, so then it's established already that you took it from my shoes incorrectly. Meaning, similar to what Sam was saying, you. So therefore, I can. But in the first, when it came into my shoes, not on my own, not illegally, so then I can be sorry if the claims as one time.
Okay, could be. You're starting with Sam and then being it a little more complicated.
Saying,
I was hoping someone had shot him.
We would say that the bomber svar is that so you want to eliminate most cases of people just grabbing stuff, but those specific cases are ones which are more reasonable.
You're saying the bomber lo shavkid is chay l'chol birya. Now it's not so pashut because the guy could just claim it was his, and you're back to lo shavkid is chay l'chol birya, right? Meaning lemaisa, if I'm grabbing your property, he just means I can't claim milvud yishana. I can still claim it's mine and win. Right, because who knows any better?
Yeah, we don't want
so it doesn't really help to protect people all that much, only a little.
Well, makes it not the way to solve debts.
Okay.
It seems like maybe it's just an extreme case of migo dehaza, unless you're taking something directly from somebody, as opposed to just kind of wandering into.
No, adrava, migo dehaza, it means I'm claiming I could have been mayas, so we don't believe that I could have been mayas. Here I actually was mayas. That's kavaldik, that's a wonderful migo. I already was mayas. Right? So if I already was mayas, then believe me, I'm telling the truth, because if not, I would have lied.
Isn't a big difference between Hanu Izi and our case is that it's not a complete tfisa in our case. You know, it's not such a simple tfisa. It's not like you're holding the object completely. It's not like the Izi are in your rishus completely. So is it so simple that you have amigo on this object that you're half holding?
You mean on the talus?
Talus, yeah.
Yes, but... But that's not going to help the Baal HaMor, because the Baal HaMor says this is generally true, even if we're not both opposite, I can't grab something of yours.
You might have a mega and we fully believe on the truth. I have no right to be holding on to your item. If I have no right to hold on to it, I have to return it to you. That's
right, so cool. I think that Lemaisa, I think that's probably shot in the Baal HaMor, The yesod for the balam, I think that's probably shot for the balam more, without denying what Ellie said, which maybe I'll come back to in like 2 minutes. Is that going up? Shot, the svar of the balam more is that you can't, and even what says Losho, ain lo, adam litvah shachaveir mashu b'shilcha, you shouldn't go grabbing things from your friend's rishos. Meaning, fundamentally, you have no right to build a migo on grabbing things from people. If something walked into your rishos on its own, or if the guy lent you money, or if you had the right to take a mashkon because he admitted he owed you 50, that's a different story. But if I just grab things from someone, then you can't build a migo on, now that might get into koach hatayna, might or may not, versus them on it. Certainly, koach hatayna, it's easier to say that that's only if we recognize it as a valid place to be in the first place. You should never have gotten there in the first place, we can't recognize any koach. But you can't build a migo on, grabbing, on taking something that you shouldn't have taken. So it could be that's shot of the Baal Mor, maybe the svara is that you can't build the migo on robbing, right? Basically, I take something from your rishus. So migo means if I have a right to be where I am now, then I could say, hey, believe me, if I really, I shouldn't be here in the first place, then we're not going to recognize a migo based on something I should never have taken. Or, what if you don't want to say that? Especially, what if you think that migo, no fancy koach hatayna. Migo is a proof that I'm telling the truth. It's still just as good a proof than telling the truth. Or you could say, that it's, well, basically, what's the yesod? The yesod is that we don't recognize grabbing.
Illegal actions.
Right. We don't recognize illegal actions. This is not the jungle. This is not the Wild West. We don't recognize grabbing. So what? So, there's no migo. Or, the way the Achronim say, it's a migo lomsi. Either say, there's no migo. What do you mean? You can't build a migo on something that you shouldn't have done in the first place. We can't reward you with a migo for doing something you shouldn't have done in the first place. Or you could just say, it's a migo lomsi. That most Rishonim hold, that you don't say a migo lomsi, only lahachzik. So even though you're holding on to it, you shouldn't be holding on to it. So you're really a motzi. Right? Since you're really a motzi, therefore we don't recognize your migo because we don't recognize your grabbing. For the balamor, it seems to be a moral problem with the way you got it, since you got, if you got an okay way, like a wander into your rishus, that's fine. If you got an okay way, like he lent you the money, milvelot sanina, that's fine. If you got it in an okay way, like he was more than mixas and you have the right to take a mashkin for 50, once you have the mashkin for 50, then you might as well claim 100, that's fine. But if you got it through grabbing, even if the grabbing is only breach of trust, he gave it to you and trusted you to give it back, and then you didn't give it back, but it's not lot sanina, it's because under rishus bailin. Since we don't recognize how you got it, therefore, we can't use your migo. Again, the way some achronim write is that it's a migo lahotzi. Other achronim write just, we don't recognize a migo which is built on the foundations of the jungle. And therefore, it's a moral problem with your claim.
Does this get into my star zephra?
Perhaps, certainly, if you take the pshat, he's referring to Bav Basra Daf Lamed Beis, right? That the problem with Shor Zaifa is that we can't, that from Kol Hatayim, that you can't build a migo on something which is false. Right. And therefore, once you get the shar is false, you can't build a migo on it. Likewise here, once your muhzakus is illegal, you can't build a migo on it. Like that's not the way most Yishonim interpret Shor Zaifa.
I think Yishonim Bayas, I think, do it a lot in that, you get that. Whatever, second or third
question
from Safta, when they're trying to figure out that
home,
using the
Migo
to...
Right, okay, yes, line.
How would you say that, basically, how would you distinguish between the case of Hanu Easy and even the case of grabbing?
Ah, Hanu Easy, you didn't grab it for your friends' rishus, they came into your rishus on their own. You didn't want them in your rishus. The whole problem was they came into Yerushus and ate your chushli. You'd have been happy to have nothing to do with them. They came into Yerushus on their own, therefore you didn't grab something from someone.
That's a less isser. It's the same isser.
No, you didn't grab them from your friend's Rishus. Your friend sent them to your Rishus. I mean, not on purpose, but through negligence.
If it was a regular case, you'd be over on the isser of Neva, just as if you'd be running to his house. There's no difference.
No, the question isn't the isser of Neva. You're claiming he owes you money, right? You have a valid claim on the money. The question is whether he owes you the money, whether you have the right to the money or not. Maybe you do have the right to the money, because he owes you money a shot and all the chasm shabbatim low. The question is not whether you have the right to the money. The question is whether the tactic you used to get the money is a valid tactic or not. And there's something called Tfisa Mishus Chaver, which is fundamentally invalid. Where do we know that from? Maybe we know it from here. Or either, maybe, Pashas, maybe we know it from here.
But couldn't you compare it to when he comes into your field, and he comes into your yard, and then you shut the gate on it? It's like on Shabbos. If you left the gate open, you wouldn't have done anything. Once you shut it, and you're not letting it out anymore, that's like...
No, for sure, it's Tfisa, but it's not Tfisa Mishus Chaver. I admit it's Tfisa, it's just not Tfisa Mirshus Chavero. The key is Tfisa Mirshus Chavero. Where do we hear there was such a thing called Tfisa Mirshus Chavero? Either just here, or maybe you could say, although it's not the way most poskim assume, that from the Lav Lo Savel based on Lav Odevotam. Maybe the Lav, you have to assume the Lav Lo Savel based, that's the only, I would love to say, what do you mean, is it a forced Lav? Lo Savel based on Lav Odevotam, you can't be Tfisa Mirshus Chavero. The only thing is that simple shot, that Lav only applies to Halva, not Nezek. And he's worried even about Nezek. But if you want to be nidchak a little and assume that lav applies even to Nezek, then you could say maybe you got it from Losavol based on Avodah Boto. You're not allowed to be tofus and Rishos Chavir. That's not a way to solve disputes. Or it's just a smara that's not a way to solve disputes. That's the Balamor. Yes. And then I want to go to the Mordechai.
When the guy comes to claim his animals in the case of Hanawisi, is there a mitzvah of Shabbat at that point?
What? Sure there is. For the however much the animals are worth more than the damage they did, you have a mitzvah to give them back to him. Right now, because they're mashkan for your money. The Mordechai is taking a very, very different approach. The Mordechai, even the part I read to you about the Mordechai so far, what did the Mordechai sound like the problem was? What the Mordechai did not do is say anything about Tfisim or Shus Chaveiro. What did the Mordechai say? I will paraphrase for you the Mordechai I read and then go on to the next Mordechai. What did the Mordechai say? He first said that I can't say I'm holding this money because of the Milvi Shana. First, let me give you the money, and then worry, then sue you for the Milvi Shana. That's the Kiddushin. First, let me give you the, what was it, Kituna, and then let me claim you owe me a dinar. And then he brings a riot from Rashi. This is only Rashi Pshat and only his interpretation of Rashi Pshat, as opposed to Tosis, there's interpretation of Rashi Pshat. Mor says, Minayishin is Kokin L'Toveya Tchila. How do we know we listen to the first claimant? So, okay, Mibal Dvarim Yigashi Lehem. So the Rashi says, what does that mean, listen to the first claimant? If I claim you owe me money and you claim I owe you money back, first we judge me, my claim, then we judge your claim. First we judge the first claim. Every time I come to court, right? Gutenberg's a clever guy, right? So I say, your shore was Mazik Mishain Varega, $100. He says, yeah, Nechanami, but what about the time I gave my cell phone worth $100 and you were negligent and lost it? So Bezzi says, first let's judge the Shain Varegel. Then we'll finish that, we'll judge the cell phone. Right? And that's exactly the Mordechai Shita. You can't say Migo. That's his read of Rashi. Tosa says, you can't say Migo for Rashi. But you can't say Migo, Tosa says. We see from here, the Mordechai says, we see from here that first you judge the first case, then you judge the second case. Using phrases that we've seen in the Mordechai himself in the beginning of our Meseches. What would you say the problem is? Why is there no Migo according to the Mordechai? Using a phrase from the Mordechai that we saw in Daf Bezim and Aleph. Or not. What does it sound like? Why does it sound like there's no Migo according to the Mordechai? Because he did something bad by Utofesh Mishos Chaver, or the Mordechai makes no mention of something bad. He just makes mention of the Seder HaDvarim. What would you call the reason the Mordechai objects to this Migo? Migo Mimama Lamama, and that's the Shach says, that might have been in brackets. Shach says, what's the problem with the Mordechai? He says, Pash Migo Mimama Lamama, then he says, or Migo Lahotzi, Balamar. For the Mordechai, it's Pashit. Migo Mimama Lamama, what's the Yisod of the Mordechai? The Yisod of the Mordechai is that each Tain is a separate court case. One Tain is one court case, the other Tain is the other court case. Why are you mixing different court cases? Right? What? Whether I owe you Milvah Shana, what does that have anything to do with whose talus this is? They're two different in Yonim. One in whose talus is, let's answer, the answer is your talus. Then Milvah Shana, the answer is I don't get my Milvah Shana because I have no proof. Ah, you'll say Migo. So the Mordechai never explicitly says why he doesn't like the Migo. But it's obvious, because if it's a different court case, you can't bring a migo from one court case to another court case. Migo, mamon, mamon, lo, aminan. I know the, he doesn't say it in quite so many words. But he doesn't say anything about how bad it is to be told from Rishos Chaver. He doesn't say anything about Rishos Chaver. When he gets to Hanu Izi, he couldn't care less whose Rishos it came from. That's not, doesn't interest him. What interests him is that he thinks there's a principle called Mibal Devar Yigash Alehem, which he interprets to mean that, unlike the other Rishon, unlike most Rishon there in the fifth beginning of the fifth era of Baba Kama, he says that means is that Nizkakul Shavei Tchila. We do one claim first and the other claim second. If I say, why do you have my talis? First, we worry about the talis. When we finish judging the talis, we'll come on to the Milvah Yishana. Ah, oh, can I bring a migu from the talis of the Milvah Yishana? No, you can't bring a migu. Mi mamon, lim mamon. And I think that's just 1 second, 100% clear in the continuation of Mordechai. In the Hagos Mordechai, right? The Mordechai is always a little funny. The way it works is first you go through the Homo Sechet, then it starts Hagos Mordechai, the Hagos on the side of the Mordechai. Goes to the Homo Sechet again, and some Sefer is Rizoka to a third round of Od Hagos. I don't know if Bav Metzia is one of them. Yeah, but Od Hagos Mordechai, Yosef, Bav Metzia, three rounds. So in the Hagos Mordechai, but the Hagos Mordechai were really written as, it's not like here's the Mordechai and then here's a new book, Hagos Mordechai. They were really written as Hagos on the Mordechai. You know, maybe I would have printed it like Mamish, like on the side, in the little column on the side. But okay, they didn't ask my opinion. The Hagos Mordechai says in Tuf Yutes, which it's Alatar. Tuf Yutes and Reish Chavei are the same place, just one of the Hagah. The Hagos Mordechai says, in one second, Pnim, betoin aver milvi shana inu neman. What does that mean? He starts with their pnim. I mean, in the pnim, in the actual Mordechai, before he wrote the Haggah, it talks about how the milvi shana, it doesn't work, you're not neman with the migo. And he says, then he quotes a raya from Yerushalmi, and then he says, the kasha of the Tosefta, same as the Balamor pointed out. And then he says, he gives a slightly different answer. He says, what about the Tosefta? Remember, the Balamor is bothered by the Tosefta. Sefta says, I say you owe me money. You say, yeah, but you owe me Ksus or Kalim. So cancel each other out. How are you, Naaman? So he says, no. That was the case. I didn't say you owe me Ksus or Kalim. I said you owe me the money for Ksus or Kalim. I say you owe me money. You say I owe money. Money against money. Money against money, you could say, Migo. Money, money. That could be the same case. Money against money, you're allowed to say Migo. Just not a chifetz against money. Because what do you mean? Why can I have this chifetz against your money? And then he brings a whole raya. It definitely sounds from the Mordechai like, well, if you can combine into one court case, I owe you money, you owe me money. Taka, that's chushman of Yalma. Then we're making a chesban who owes money. That's one court case. But I can't say I have your talus. Right? Who traded the talus for that money? The talus is separate from that money. It sounds from the Mordechai like the problem is migo mi mamon le mamon. So for the Mordechai, it doesn't seem to be a moral problem, which then results in a technical problem. It seems to be a technical problem. What's the technical problem? Technical problem is migo mi mamon le mamon lo amrinan. Two separate course cases. Mi bal dvar migash lam, but zeres akasim. You have to separate your cases and not mix it all into one big cholent. Can't say amigo from one thing to another thing. Ah, now what does he do with Hanu Izi? What's he going to do with Hanu Izi? Is it Hanu Izi? Migo mi mamon the mamon? Right? Now, for him, is it going to help that you didn't take it from Rishos Chaveiro? No, who cares where you took it from? It's mamon the mamon. What does that say? He's going to say, who sold you the Izim for the Hezek? Right? What did the Izim have to do with the Hezek? I know historically they're the ones who did the Hezek. But now, what does who owns the Izim have to do with who did the Hezek? Who owns the Izim? The answer is very clear. He owns the Izim. That has nothing to do with whether he owes you money for the Hezek. So what did the Mordechai say about Hanu Izi? Anyone know what he says? And therefore? Exactly. Right, first he tries a different one.
We say that over clearly for those of
us. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So first he wants to say that maybe it was a case of a motive miktsas, and therefore, since it's my mashkon b'miktsas, I have the right to taina. So you get into more direction of like, oh, I have the right to it. He says, no, that's irrelevant. Like, no one agreed to make it a chalos mashkon. No one agreed to make it a mashkon. Until you agree that it's a mashkon for this debt, it's a different inyan. It's not connected. It's a different court case. Right? If you agree to make it a mashkon for the loan, then it's the same court case. But if you didn't agree to make the mashkon for the loan, then he's just not interested. He's not interested in whether I had the right to take it or not. He's not interested in where I took it from. He's interested in, did someone connect it to this court case or not? And what's his answer in the end? His answer is the E's really are connected to the Chushli. Why? As Josh and Yosef, I think, pointed out, right? How does he answer the easy? He answers that, where did my Chushli go? Where did my, where did the Chushli go? Did they disappear? They went into the easy. My Chushli are in the easy. It's not different Mamon. My Chushli are inside the Ezin now. And by of course, by my Chushli inside the Ezin, he doesn't mean in a simplistic, he doesn't mean in a physics way, the molecules for my, where the molecules for my Chushli are. He means in a serious economic way. The Ezin now are worth more money because they gained my Chushli, which went inside them and made them, meaning if the Ezin had eaten something that made them sick, he wouldn't have been able to say this. Right? The point is, now where are my Chushli? Your Ezin worth $100. Now they eat my Chushli, they're worth $120. Obviously, they're not worth the full, the Chushli were worth more than $20. But the point is, this is asking for the same Mamon, because my Chushli is in your Ezin. And that's exactly what he answers. In the name of the Rav Yah, he quotes the Rav Yah. He says, where's this Rav Yah? One second, it's here somewhere. Why am I allowed to have a Migo? Migo, I could have said they're my Ezin. I could say you owe me the money for the Chushli. What did the Ezin have to do with it? He says, Shani Hasan, the Ezin Dachl Chushla, the Hagufan Pitman, Me Chushli, the Havu Ezin Kama Chushli. The Ezin are the Chushli. It's the same money. The Chushli is in the Ezin. Aval, but in other things, I can't hold on something and say this is in exchange for that. I can't win this because of that. They're two separate things. So he's very, he quotes in the Rav Yah, a very good answer to the Chushli. The Chushli are the Ezin. So it's Oso Mamon. It's not Amigo Mi Mamon the Mamon. It's Amigo and the same Mamon. It's not two different court cases. It's the same court case. It's the same court case over the Ezim. What do you mean? I thought it was court case over the Chushli. The Chushli is in the Ezim, so it's the same court case, right? Once the same court case, then I'm Neman. So I think that we have here, in fact, three different shitas in the Rishonim. One shita in the Rishonim is the mainstream shita in the Rishonim, based on the Pashat Svar of Migo, based on the Pashat Sugi of Hanu Ezim to Achli Chushli Barda, that whenever I'm holding onto your property, I can tie to Milvi Yishan of Amigo. Why didn't the guy do it in our sugya? Yeah, because the guy didn't know the rule, or because he was Chomei Dir Talis. And two minority shitas. One is the Bala Mor. One is the Bala Mor, who has a moral problem. When you're Tofes Meshus Chaveiro, we don't recognize your Tfisa. And if we don't recognize your Tfisa, then we can't use your Amigo. Or at least, you know, we call it Amigo Lahotzi. After all, if we don't recognize your Tfisa, it's Amigo Lahotzi. And that's the Shach. This is either Migul Malam or Migul Lahotzi, meaning either the Mordechai or the Balamor. Why is it a Migul Lahotzi? What do you mean I'm holding it? No, we don't recognize me holding it. What do you mean you are holding it? What's this, a jungle? I'm not holding it. I look like I'm holding it, but I shouldn't be. So it's a Migul Lahotzi, moral problem. Or the Mordechai technical problem, it's two different court cases. After all, Migul Malam, what does one court case have to do with the other court case? I can't mix two different court cases. Nafgamina being, how do you answer Hanu Ezi? The Baal Mor says, you answer Hanu Ezi by making it not an illegal tfisa. It walked into Rishus on my own. I didn't grab it from your Rishus. It's not even a breach of trust, right? You didn't entrust it to me. The way the Mordechai answers Hanu Ezi is, same mammon. How do I make the same mammon? I make it the same mammon by saying, not just saying, by observing that the Chushli is in the Ezin now. It's part of the guf of the Shuman of the Ezin now. I think what Ellie wanted to say is that you could really, you could make the Baal Mor a lot closer to Mordechai, and what you could say is that when we don't recognize your Tfisa, then it's different Mamon. When we do recognize your Tfisa, you have a Chalos Mashkon and have the ability to connect it to your Chav, and then it's the same Mamon. Is that what you wanted to say? Yeah, okay, so you're right. You can take the Baal Mor and make him a lot closer to Mordechai, and I fully admit you could. But nonetheless, I just want to illustrate how they're definitely coming, they're definitely starting at different points, even if you could make them end up the same.
Are we saying now, like, they're bottom holes and you go arena?
What?
Do we have to say
there are Ramban holds Migum and Mamun Lamat and Migum Imam and Lamam and Amrinan? Good question. And not to the Ramban, meaning.
Right,
everybody. Shah Rishon, do we have to say all the Rishon hold Migum, Mamun Lamam and Amrinan? So, I think not so Pashut, because this comes on to the other discussion of the Mordechai. Can you make something, can one party usually being the creditor, make something Halos Mashton? You know, Shibud, Mashkon. It could be that, how will they answer back? Right, what Ellie's saying is, once you go answering back and back, then obviously at a certain point we have to just start speculating. It's hard to prove, right? What would they say? They would say, Ramban, Bechuli, would say either Amrinan, Migu, Mimamun Lamamun. Either we do say Migu Mimamun Lamamun. That's the simplest shot. Why not say Migu Mimamun Lamamun? And after all, if he was lying, he would have said the other thing. It's still just a good psychological proof. Why not say Migu Mimamun Lamamun? He's coming to court and saying, if I lied, I would have said X, believe me, Y. Who cares if it's two court cases or one court case? That's a pashup shot. Or you could say that it's all the same Mamun, because of Shibud Nechasim. Really, it's not me Mamun Lamamun. If you owe me money and I grab your talis, that's not me Mamun Lamamun. That's like Rashi says, Kol Nechasim Meshubadim Lo. That's the same Mamun. I'm claiming you owe me money, you owe Nechasim Meshubadli, and we're fighting about those Nechasim that are Meshubadli, whether I was Tofis them for a Mashkon or not. So maybe it's the same Mamun. If you understand that, you can unilaterally make a mashkon by being tofei something, or even own something by being tofei something, then Shiva Nechasim, right? The Shiva Nechasim is so strong that you're really shy to all his mamon, then it's not Migum Mamun Lamamun. So what would the Ramban and the other Rishonim say? Most of them would probably say you're allowed to say Migum Mamun Lamamun, which is the majority of Shita and the Rishonim. But they could admit you don't say Migum Mamun Lamamun and say this isn't Mamun Lamamun. This, like Rashi says, Kol Nechasim Shuvilo. You owe me Milva Yashana, we're fighting over the talis, it's the same mamon. Because if you owe me a million shana, then there's a shibud on this talus.
So then we're making the Ramban much closer in the original machlokas about the shibud. Maybe Rashi takes it as far as saying that you can go out of your way and be tofes, and the Ramban thinks you can't take be tofes, but...
Rashi thinks you could swear it's yours. The Ramban might be meeting him halfway. Halfway, you could be shy to be a mamashkin if for your shibud. But that's not the same as being permanently yours. You can't swear it's permanently yours. So you're right, he might be closer.
The way the Mordechai phrase is originally is very well, the way Igum Mamun, but that's when he said that, I can't even say one mil to another mil. That when he says into the God that I could even go from one mil to another mil, how is that not Igum Mamun to Mamun?
How is that not Igum Mamun to Mamun to one mil to another mil? Because all milves are the same parsha. All milves are the same. That's what he's modifying. It's hard to tell if he's changing mind or modifying, right? Hagos always say they're modifying. Are they really modifying or are they arguing? It's ambiguous, right? Could be saying all milvers, that's the principle. What's the principle that all milvers are the same called? In two words? In the Lashon of Hagon? Chushpin of Yalma. That's the principle of Chushpin of Yalma. If I owe you money, you owe me money. That's Chushpin of Yalma. That's just our credit debt ledger.
What would happen if I claim you I give you because of $100 and I owe you $100 as a milver?
That's a fascinating question, and I'm not sure what the Hagos Mordechai would say. I wondered about that, and I couldn't be machriyah.
The Ramban says that the Baal Mor's claim on Hanal Izzi is just not true. And he says that it's the same exact thing, it's just being tofes. So what's the machlokas between them?
So I think it's like this. The Ramban is pretending to not quite chap what the Baal Mor is saying. Right? The Baal Mor is making what is the Ramban saying? Actually, saying, what do you mean you didn't take the Izzi from his Rishus? Of course they're in his Rishus. How do we know? He could be makdish then, right? If someone steals it, I can't be makdish it. If my ezim are wandering around town, I can't be makdish then. So don't you see either way you're taking it from his rishos? So I think the Ramban's being unfair. He's saying, look, I have a concept of rishos from the rules of hekdish, right? Ain't on the makdish darsh, ain't a brishuso, right? From Yochanan and Gadol and Shai Shabbat Shem and Yochanan makdish zelafish ain't a shlo zelafish ain't a brishuso, right? So I have a concept called in someone's rishos, which means anything that wasn't yet stolen from them. So therefore, what's in his house is in his rishus, what's in his hands is in his rishus, a picado is in his rishus, and his ezim water and tanner in his rishus. The Baal Mor just say back, no, I didn't mean the concept of rishus is used from Hekdesh. I meant the new concept of rishus, which is relevant to this sugya. The concept of what is being mugging people in the law of the jungle and what's civilized society. I meant the new gedder of rishus, not the gedder of what's in his rishus to be makdish. The gedder of when am I assaulting his rishus and when am I not? If I take something out of his hands, I'm assaulting his rishus. If I take something out of his house, I'm assaulting his rishus. If I breach the trust of a pikadon, I'm assaulting his rishus. If his animals wander into my yard and I close the gate, I'm not assaulting his rishus. They came in on their own. He's just saying I have a different meaning of rishus than you do.
So what's motivating him to make up a new type of rishus?
Arsugya.
Arsugya is against him in every way.
No! He starts with assuming that he would lose if he said Milvi Yashana. And he has the... Does he also bring a raya from that Yerushalmi about the Kitona? I thought he did, right? So he has Arsugya and the Yerushalmi. Again, what does all the other Rishonim do with that Yerushalmi? Baruch says, no, it's a case of there are Edomists that you have to give the Kitona back to the guy. And the Yerushalmi just saying, well, if there are Edom, then you can't use Amigo, because... You can only use Amigo if I could have claimed it was my Kitona. If they're eight of it's not my Kitona, I lose my Amigo. So he says, yeah, ignore that Yerushalmi. That's the case where he didn't have Amigo. Why didn't he have Amigo? Because he couldn't have claimed Lakuach. He couldn't have claimed Shalit. But normally, if you have Amigo, it works. Halacha l'maaseh, we pass if you have Amigo, it works. Which then, if we're done with these questions, gets us on to the third topic.
One quick on this concept of goof on the...
I told you I wasn't promising.
Is that just legal... fiction, or could you say that it's so strong that he could even claim, I want part of this animal now, as a claim against you?
That is a fascinating question. Near Eli, that he has an interest in the animal. That doesn't necessarily mean he can actually physically demand that you cut the animal in half.
Not cut in half.
But I'm
10th owner. 10% owner of this animal.
I don't know if I would go that far. It may be just an interest, a more abstract kind of interest. This is a sugya, meaning this is a, you have to go into the sugya in Bava Kama Daf Chaf or something, Mishalemish Mashanenes, even in the case where I'm putter from paying for Shane, if my animal got fatter from your food, then I have to pay you for the Hanah, and you have to figure out exactly what the nature of that din is. We're not going to go into it now.
I think the Rabat says on this.
Taka, I think you are right. In which case, you'd have to say, okay, good point. Now, of course, this goes on to the third question, what the Ketos brought up. Now that we know, what do we know so far? That if I did grab your iPhone, if I did grab your iPhone because you welched out on a debt of $100 to me, right? So what do we know so far? One tactic is to claim it was my iPhone all along. That's not a tactic I'm allowed to use. The other tactic is to admit, Dvarim Kitzurasa, right? Just come in and say, look, I admit it's his iPhone, but I could have said it was mine, so believe me that he owed me $100. Ad kadeh de mehen. Is it worth $100? What's it worth? Make something up.
Depends on the cell phone company.
Not an Android.
More than $100, Gavaldik, I'm there, man. Okay, you could have said less. Wouldn't make any sense. I wasn't counting on you. The question is, can I grab it in the first place? The Baal Mor sort of sounds like I can't grab it in the first place. Right? The question is, will it work with the Evan? Am I allowed to grab it in the first place? Right? That's the third question we want to ask. I am mutter litfos palis, right? Milva Yashana. Yes?
This is all assuming that in your mind there's a Vada Milva Yashana.
Yeah, of course this is all assuming the Vada Milva Yashana. I think everyone would admit I can't be told for Suffy Milva Yashana. I mean, by the time you get Suffy Milva Yashana, you know, it's obvious I'm in the wrong.
Grab for a purpose.
No, okay. Not necessarily. I'm not asking Rashi and Ritva, can I grab it and claim that it's mine and never give it back to you? Can I grab it and say Milva Yashana? Right? And admit that you can give me the money and have it back, right?
So grab as a mashkon?
Yeah, grab as a mashkon, right?
But we already. But why is there any difference in asking
well,
if you can do Mishtah Abed?
Let's just. What?
Are we saying that Piron, Mashkon, and Shibur are the same thing or different?
Okay, good question. Let's come back to that. Okay. Now, am I allowed to grab it or not? So, what does it sound like from the first look at grabbing the talus? So, what does it sound like from the Balamor? Am I allowed to grab the talus or not? It sounds like, even though his ikar point is whether I'll win or not, it definitely sounds like I'm not allowed to grab the talus, right? And who for sure agrees that I'm not allowed to grab the talus on the Balamor? The Ravid, right? What do we call the Ravid's book on the Balamor? Is it Sugging to the Balamor? The Kazav Sham. The Ravid, the Kazav Sham says, I admit that it's usher to grab the guy's talus. Isser netuche. I admit it's usher to grab the guy's talus. I admit it's a foolish man of kofi give him an aleph that a private citizen who's a creditor is not allowed to just stop and go grab things. But says the Ravid, I admit that you're not allowed to grab the talus. But says the Ravid,
once you do,
then your nema litzurak de mehem amigo, right? He says that. He says, once you do grab it, you'll win. But I admit you shouldn't grab it in the first place. Apparently he's not impressed with the Balamor thinking that if you shouldn't grab it, then we don't let you benefit from that grabbing. No, you shouldn't grab it in the first place. You never heard of Lechachila B'dievet? What? You never learned Peja's Mishnah Berurah? Right? Lechachila, I admit you're not allowed to grab it. But B'dievet, it's okay. So the Ravid agrees with the Balamor. The Ravid agrees with the Balamor. That you're not allowed to grab it. Yes.
Does the Ravid say explicitly it's Mikol Migu, like the Ramban?
I think he does. Do I have a Kasuf Shum here? You'd think. Is this an Oz V'Hadar? So it's gotta have a Kasuf Shum, no? Yeah, here it is. See? Says the Hilga Ravid. Everyone knows that you think any kindergartner doesn't know that it's also to grab it. Shari Lord you learn to take a bezin, so before Shmar Daf Kofi Gimel only Shtiach Bezin can grab. The Malv himself can't grab for from the house and can't grab for your arms. Right? No, what it means is this, sorry. But he says that, and of course if you do grab it, and we see you grab it, then it's not going to help. But if you grab it without Aiden, right? But anyway, if you grab it and we see you grab it, you have a migu, you could have said it was yours all along. No, we saw you grab it, right? Maybe this should have been clear. It's pashut that it's only shy of amigo. If there's no Aiden who saw you grab it. If Aiden saw you grab it, you don't have amigo that was yours all along. Adam saw you grab it. The only shaykh of amigos is if you grab it shalom with Adam. That's the next Gemara. The next Gemara says, right, if I grab it when everyone's watching, then of course I don't win. The point is, I grab it when no one was watching, right? So he says, if there's no Adam that saw how it got to me, Naman Lomer, Kafka, Chayva, Adkide, Dumbab, Velkane, Aminu, etc. Shaloya, Adam, Shastvi, Sasom. Right? There is no Adam, then he's Naman. Obviously, what he means is that. He's Neman Vamigu. That's why it's important to know Aiden. Barber Kachama, no question. Now, the question just is, the only question is, what about the other side? Does anyone hold that you are allowed to grab it? So, no one discusses this very, very explicitly among the Rishonim, but, no one discusses it so explicitly among the Rishonim, but, does anyone sound like you're allowed to grab the talus?
Don't tell me what I think. Tell me what you think. I can handle you. So I would say for sure, the writing is very explicit. What child of three doesn't know that it's us or grab? And the Balamora sounds pretty clearly as us or grab. L'chora, Rashi and the Ritva from our first question, when they say, once I grab, it's mine through the she, but it's much to swear it's mine. L'chora, if it's much to swear it's mine, it was much to grab it in the first place. If it's so mine, it's much to swear it's mine. L'chora, it was much to grab in the first place. I can't promise you. I can only say l'chora. And I think Rav Haigoin, who equals Ramban, Mika Yosef, Ran, etc., also sounds like a mutter to grab, although I admit they don't say so explicitly. I don't know if anyone had the foresight to read the Nimuka Yosef very carefully, but if you read the Nimuka Yosef very carefully, what does he say? He says, the Kosmo Refarshim, meaning Rav Haigoin, Dishchilak bein Milva lepikar based on Rav Haigoin, the Milva lepikar to be sheishol Milva it's chaver Rashi litvos chaver kenegdo. Someone, if you owe me money Milva Yeshana, I can grab kenegdo that Milva Yeshana. Now he might only mean I can grab like something that's already in my property, but the simple shot is right. Rashi litvos b'shal chaver kenegda. Mishesh lo milveitz chaver rashi litvos b'shal chaver kenegda. And what's he saying? He's saying you're a total technical side point. What's a total technical side point? If you owe me money and don't pay, I can grab. But if I gave you a pikadon and you didn't return it, I can't grab. Why, technically? I gave you my cow to watch. Why can't I grab the cow?
Your cow.
You don't know what happened.
Because you don't know what happened. Maybe an onus happened. You don't owe me any money. Okay, that's a total technical side point. And then later on, the Rishon get into a whole this technical tangent from the tangent. What if you claim my neighbor gave you the cow? Can I take that as an admission there was no onus? Or are you just being ishtamute? Maybe there was an onus? Okay, I'm not interested in that right now. That's the verb shooten. But the Lashon of the Ramban, Ran, and the Mukhe Yosef is Mi Sheyeshlo. You want to read it to me, Daniel? Or whoever has it open? Milve Eitzel Chaveiro.
Rashi Litvos Michel Chaveiro
Kinegdo. Now again, unless what he means is Rashi Litvos something that's already in my house. But that's not the Pashup shot, right? What's the Pashup shot? Rashi Litvos Michel Chaveiro means I can mamish go grab for you, no? Isn't that Pashup shot, Moshe? If you want to be nidchak, you could say, no, chas shalom doesn't mean I can grab. It just means I can withhold things that are already in my rishus. But the pashup shot is that I can grab.
Then he goes on to talk about
withholding, right? Then he goes on to talk about, well, what can I grab? Over here he doesn't.
Before,
but previously he had talked about yochul yitfos mashiyesh l'chaver biyado, something that's already in my hands. So the question is,
the Ramban the other way. He says this line,
right,
and he goes on and talks about words.
Unless they only mean Yachol Litfos Mashiyesh Lechavir Biyado. In which case, they're only, they'll be matra, keep withholding a pikadon or a milveh, but not actually grabbing. So we're not sure. I admit there's ambiguity here. The right is 100% clear, you're not allowed to grab. It's an iser nituche. 100% clear, you're not allowed to grab. The Balamor is pretty clear, you're not allowed to grab. Rashi and the Ritva sound like you are allowed to grab. The Ramban with Yosef and Ran have this great line, Yochel Litfos Mishal Haveiro, unless it means only Litfos Vashaviyodok fire. And they're not really being after grabbing. So there's a certain degree of ambiguity in the Rishonim. Luckily, even though there's ambiguity in the Rishonim, luckily there's such thing as Achronim. So the Achronim have, I think, three clear shitas about this. In the Achronim, it's a million gazillion percent clear. Again, it's a million gazillion percent clear in the Achronim. I mean, it's machlokas. But
There are three possible shitas in the acronym. Two no's and one yes. What do I mean by two no's and one yes? In the acronym, this is a famous discussion of the Ketos. What is the Ketos saying? Remember, the Ketos is basing himself on this smiley face sticker. Right? Everyone knows that if I'm going into court in a Jewish bezdin, if I'm holding something, I'm going to win with amigo. Right? So, what would everyone in their right mind do? They'd be toe-faced, they'd grab. Agav, I didn't put on the course, but you look in the Sivasi, it's a very fine discussion of saying that maybe there's a difference in grabbing and then going to Bezdin versus grabbing and then saying game's over. Grabbing and saying game's over might be usser, but if you grab and go to Bezdin, that might be mutter. Because after all, you're willing to go to Bezdin. So, halacha lemaisa, the Nesivas would say even if you grab, you have to go to Bezdin. You can't grab and call it quits. Like, you can't grab and never tell you how you grabbed and think, ha-ha, I won. You have to grab and, like, admit it all and best it. And then win with the meetup. But, okay, what's the Yamsha Shlomo Shita? The Yamsha Shlomo says...
What does he say? You only make it, but you can't grab.
No. Yeah, correct. You only make it, you can't grab. Why can't you grab? So the Yamsha Shlomo says you can't ever grab for any type of chiyuv. You can't ever grab for any type of chiyuv. Why can't you ever grab for any type of chiyuv, according to the Yamsha Shlomo? Is it because of the lav of lo sovel beisol avoda voto? Die from the Ketos. Why the Ketos? I have the Ketos. Okay, we're running a little long time. The Ayin Yamsha Shlomo Sheherech Lachlo Maharik Vehela. What's the Maharik? There's a Sugya of a Dinah Dino Nafshe, right? What do the Rishonim say on that Sugya? You can only do Dino Nafshe, says the Ramah. That's actually a little less than Nirma, but only if you have proof that you're right. You can only offer the genus in Nafshe if you have proof that you're right. So says the Maharik, well, you can only offer the genus in Nafshe if you have proof that you're right. That's to do a din, like to force someone. Right, to like beat them up, like enforce things. But to just grab what's owed to you, you can always grab your own money. That's the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik says, Yesho, lo mikri av dinu nafshe, el shamaz b'chaver, kashamakev, lakeru yuchal aselo, in kin yuchal avarshu shalo. Vol tfiz me'amo, shetav shalom masku, and yuchal asmu cholin, yon v'yor chakim olu din. Says the Ma'arik, you can't beat the guy up unless you have proof that he's wrong. The original sugya av dinu nafshe, when he beat the guy up. But just to grab what's owed to me, that I can do without proof. The Yamsha Shlomo comes and disagrees. The Yamsha Shlomo, what's his svara? Svara is that he disagrees with the Maharik. The Maharik says that Tfisa B'Alma is not called din. He says no. He holds Tfisa B'Alma equals din. And you can't do din without proof. It's enough bechidish avdin yishdin l'nafshe that you could do din without a bezdin. You certainly can't do din without proof. Basically, I have no right to take the law into my own hands. That's what he's saying. If I have proof, mele, I have the right to take my law into my own hands by proof. That's avdin yishdin l'nafshe, and even that is against most legal systems. But beseder, we don't care about most legal systems. Avdin yishdin l'nafshe, if I have proof. If I have no proof, I can't take the law into my own hands. I have no right to take the law into my own hands without proof. And Tfi says, taking the law into my own hands, it's din. Says the Shach.
But the Yamsha Shlomo says, even if I have proof, I can't do it.
What?
I mean, the Yamsha
Shlomo. No, he does not.
So it's not that I can't ever grab for any type of chiyuv. It's I can't ever grab for any type of chiyuv.
Without proof. Right. Sorry, without proof. But it's only interesting in the cases of proof. Like, those are the interesting cases without proof. That's where it's kedai for me to grab. If I have proof, what do I need to grab anyway? Just prove it. The interesting case is when you don't have proof. The halacha maisa case where you don't have proof. Someone goes and says, Rabbi, I have a shayla. This guy owes me money, etc., etc. Can I just grab his stuff? So I say, if you have proof, what do you need to grab his stuff?
No.
It's push it. The question is, I don't have proof. He's denying it. Can I grab his stuff? That's when it cops an afkamina. Okay.
No.
You'll have to come back. Says, the ktsos, the shach disagrees. The shach rejects in the tukful coin at great length and as well in the shach on the page. We don't hold like the Amshul Shlomo. Says the ktsos, though, he makes a pshara. What's the pshara of the ktsos?
If it's a physical...
He says it depends what you're grabbing for. What does it depend? You can't grab if he owes you what kind of debt? Halva'a, but you can for what are other kinds of debts? Gazel, schiras, etc. Gazel, schiras, v'chuli. I assume Hezek says you can grab money that he owes you. That's not called din. Right? What's his svara? The svara is this is not called din. Just taking your own money. So why can't I grab for alva? The iser of lo savol beis lavan oto. What did the Gemara say? Dafko fiyud gimel. Shliach bez din can grab from him, not go into the house. But you yourself can't grab from him at all. What does the Gemara say? Learn kafkof tesvav. This iser only applies to halva, but not to schirus. And I forget the other example there. But by halva, special iser. Davkof Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Nituche. That's the rag. It says, "What child of three doesn't know it's also Nituche for a milva yeshana?" Meaning, the show says, for a milva yeshana you can't grab, but for other debts you can. That's the pshara of the ktos. However, the ktos says, "What was the minig in his days?"
Grab.
What?
Grab.
The minhag of the in the zman of the ktos was that mutter litfos bechol gavni. It's mutter grab in all cases. If you look at the shach back in the Tukfa coin or read the ktsos carefully, did the shach hold like the ktsos or like what all the evil balabatim did that the ktsos was criticizing? Trick question. The shach was mesopic about it, but he leaned towards... The shach was mesopic about it, but he leaned towards these balabatim. The ktsos makes it sound like pashut, usher, not so pashut. The shach leaned towards these balabatim, but he was mesopic. If you read the Tukfa Kohen, the three simani mentions, kof yud, kof tesvav, kof tesayin, it's mefurish that he's mostly saying like the balabatim, but also ktsas a little that he thinks maybe the ktsos is right, speaking anachronistically. Rashi and the Ritva also sound like the Balabatim. It sounds like that wants to be so mechan. And maybe even the Ramban Ran and Buka Yosef, although I admit that's a toss-up how to read the Ramban Ran and Buka Yosef. Maybe hell like the Balabatim. Oh, what was the Balabatim svar? Doesn't it say in the Gemara there's an Isra Nituach? Doesn't say in Daf Kof Yud Gimel? And Madmal Va'atzmo, even in Tuche Yosser? What about the Isra of Nituach? Right, Nituach. I know we call it an operation, right? Nituach really means to cut, right? That's what's called Nituach. You need to cut it away from him. What about the Isra Nituach? It says before it's cooking, you know, arse in the sechta. You don't even need to go to the bookshelf. It says straight out in the Gemara that Hamamos where long you maskinet el bebez din. Called the bed the mamashkin, and Baal Chov afilu nituche namilo. The Baal Chov himself can't take it all. What are the two ways to defend what all the evil Balabatim did in the days of the Ktos?
That point, Beitin.
What? Yeah. And by the way, Agav, I also point out the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shaar Mishpat. Also holds like that minhag. Pesachei Tshuva says it's machloka Shaar Mishpat and Ktos. It's a suffix in the Shach Tukfa Kohen. Machloka Shaar Mishpat and Ktos. Oh, what do they do with the Isser Dar? Raisa, Machora, of the Tuche. So the Ketosa has two answers. He's an intellectually honest fellow. Even though he doesn't like them and he gives two answers, what are his two answers?
This was only a mashka.
What are his two answers? His two answers are one, Rabbeinu Tam, Huva ben Muke Yosef. Rabbeinu Tam is a big chiddush. The iser is, lo sovel beso, la'avot avoto. What does it mean, la'avot avoto? To take a collateral. What is Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush? You can't go to his house to take collateral. But you can to take payment. If you're taking it as final payment, it's mutter. Only as temporary security, it's usser. For final payment, it's mutter. What does it mean? Meaning you have the right to your final payment. Oh, you want temporary security? Then there are limitations on your right. But final payment, your money is your money. You have the right. Rabbeinu Tam is burr that he holds this. The question is this a heter for Bezdin or for you? The way most Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Tam, Bezdin can go into his house. The normal rule is Bezdin can't go into his house. Bezdin can go into his house for final payment. After all, he owes you the money. There's no more fooling around. It's not a matter of, I want more collateral, I want to be more secure, I want to be less secure. He's stealing your money. But the Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Tam that even the guy at Balchov himself is allowed to take it for final payment. He eviscerates this whole Issur D'Oraisa. We thought there's Issur D'Oraisa, you can't pressure people, you can't invade their personal space, right? You have to respect people's dignity. That's all if you just want yes or bitachon. If you just want a little more collateral. But if you want your money permanently, you want the final payment, then there's no respect for anyone's dignity anymore. You want your final payment, your money's your money, you can go bop him on the head and take your money. Maybe not bop him on the head to that proof, but you can go take your money. That's the Rabbeinu Tam, only the version quoted in Mukhi Yosef goes this far. The other versions are ambiguous.
Is that just money or also a chayfetz?
Even a chayfetz, because if he's not willing to pay, you can take whatever you can get.
But Mishamle.
Ah, so what about Mishamle? So the Chora, he'll have to say that, it's a good question, what about Mishamle? The Chora, he'll have to say that you'll bring it to Bezdin and they'll Misham it. Okay. Or maybe Shemoso Yidua. The second answer, he points out, is based on the Rif and the Yad Verma, quoted in the Torah. The Rif and the Yad Verma, quoted in the Torah, say, B'mokom Pseida, you're allowed to go into his house. When are you not allowed to go into his house? When you have another option. When you don't have another option, you're allowed to go into his house. Again, it's not clear if they mean Bezdin's allowed to go into his house or even the guy's allowed to go into his house. But so says, nah, probably just Bezdin's allowed to go into his house. But maybe you could say anyone's allowed to go into his house. How do we know from the Chumash that you're allowed to go into his house if he's refusing to pay? Because what did the Chumash say? Lo sovel beis olavot avoto. Bachutz tamod. Ba'ishar tanoshmo yutzei lavzavot achutza. You can't invade his personal space and dignity and take his property. He'll give it to you willingly. That's if he's going to give it to you willingly. If he's not going to give it to you willingly, then maybe it's mutter to invade his space. And the Tzos is being unfair. He's saying you're a straw man. So says, how can it be mutter to violate an Issur D'Oraisa just because you're afraid of losing your money? Just because he's not willing to pay you? No, we're not saying you can violate an Issur D'Oraisa in Makom Hefsid. We're saying that, but Makom Hefsid, there is no Issur D'Oraisa. The Issur D'Oraisa lo sovel beis olavot avoto was only when Issur Sher Tanosh Bo Yotzi Olecha. If the Issur is not willing to pay you, then the Issur D'Oraisa was never said. The Issur D'Oraisa said, if he's a nice guy, you should respect his privacy. You should respect his dignity. If he's trying to steal from you, then what? He lost his rights. Then there's no Issur D'Oraisa. So there's two ways to defend the minig of the Baal Batin in the time of the Ketos and the Psak of the Shaar Mishpat and the leaning of the Shach, even though the Ketos doesn't want to be so much on this leaning. Either, oh, it's an Issur D'Oraisa, dignity, right? You can't just take someone's things from them? Who are you? The answer is either, no, that's only if you want a mashkon. But if you want your money, your rights, your money, trumps all else. Or that's only if he's cooperating. But if he's denying the Milvah Yashana, then if he's an Eisvarf, Imikesh Titapol, then you don't have to respect him anymore. That's Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, the even though a few Achronim sound like the Shaar Mishpat, even though the Shaar Mishpat passing that way, even though the Shach means that way, the Tzos fought so vociferously against it, that the modern day Poskim say it's proper to be Machner like the Tzos, and if the guy owes you money for Gezel and Tzchiras, grab. But if the guy owes you money for Alba, it's proper to be Choshesh for the Issur D'Oraisa and be Machmer like the Tzos and not grab. And even though, for sure, those who are Meikel have Alma Lismoch, the Poskim Paskin, that we should be Machmer like the Tzos and under the Tzos' influence and not grab for Alba like the Middle Shita.
how can one say that the case that you know that the person owes you money if it hasn't come to court yet? I mean, this person is deciding on his own that the person owes
him money. Heals me
based
money.
On his own judgment, there's no iser. I mean, the court says that there's...
Yeah, if you know, you know. Yidiya is yidiya. Okay, I'll just point out one last thing, and then this is a very, very big sugya. One last thing for 30 seconds, and then we will. I'll be a liar because we didn't get to talk to Echel Faneinu. But what if I'm not being toe-face? I'm just withholding. I'm just not giving you what I owe you because you owe me Mili Yashana. What is definitely mutter for me to withhold? Halva. If I owe you money, it's a chush min chesh, but I owe you money, you owe me money. Of course I don't have to pay. It's already in my reshus. What's slightly controversial? Can I withhold a pikadon you entrusted to me? Who's the one Rishon who sounds like I can't withhold even a pikadon? No. Ramban says for sure I can. The Balamor, right? The simple pshat is the halacha is against the Ramban, against the Balamor. The halacha is, what if I am but to withhold a milveh is absolutely mutter. To withhold a pikadon is also mutter against the mashmaos of the balamor. The balamor is this crazy chomer. I can't even withhold a pikadon. Nah, that's not grabbing. He considers it grabbing to withhold a pikadon because you entrusted it to me. Nah, once you give it to me, tough luck on you. Everyone agrees if you're sneaky, I'll pidin against the balamor. If you owe me money for a halva and you're not paying, the ktos would be machmir, say, don't grab your stuff. But if I can trick you into giving me something to watch, to hold, then I can withhold a pikadon. However, that's alpin nigla. The ktsos ends, alpin nistar, however. But, eino kedai, alpin nistar, however, it's a different story. You should never breach trust. Why is it usar alpin nistar to withhold a pikadon? Because what happens every night when you go to sleep? You are giving. Who's giving who a pikadon?
We're giving.
You're giving God your neshama's a pikadon. Do you owe him more than your neshama's worth for your averos? Yes. Do you want him to give it back anyway? Yes. You want him to give it back anyway. Therefore, says the Zohar, al pinistar, you should never even withhold a pikadon. It might even be worse to be withhold a pikadon than to grab al pinistar. Because, since our whole base of Rabba Emuna Secha says you're not from the Bar B'nei Emuna if you withhold the Pikadon. Rabba Emuna Secha means that when I give God a Pikadon, I want him to give it back and not Cheshvon of Chayiv to him. So therefore, if you give me a Pikadon, I should act the same. And Allah Lamaisa, therefore the Psak would be, Alpi Nigla, it's always wants to withhold the Pikadon, but Alpi Nistar, it might not be Kedai. I don't know, I personally would be a little nervous about it. I don't know if it's worth the money after the Zohar got through explaining it. Although, just to be fair, the Pisnei Tshuva quotes in the Achronim that if you give me the Pikadon first and then start owing me money, then I withhold the Pikadon. Because when I took the Pikadon, I only promised to give it back to you if nothing new would happen, right? You don't sin at night while you're asleep. Anyway, enough. This is Halacha L'maisa. Hopefully, we've gotten down to Halacha L'maisa. The few details we've shown about Yishev Chazik, Yishev Pashut. We'll pick up with the next Sugya Mirtz Hashem next time.